Welcome, citizens.
I'm Allie Grauer.
And I'm Drew Murzieski.
And this is Warda.
Although Kalaith, Igli, Gist, Griff, and Sandir have conquered their assailants at the beach of Wavecrest, their troubles are far from over. Igli is sorely displeased at Kalaith's reckless display of power. Griff is sorely sour about Sandir's presence. And Sandir is just plain sore. That fight was tough. They'll all have to band together if they're going to find a way forward after all that's happened, and through all that's yet to come. This is Winds of Change, Chapter 7.
This shouldn't take too long. Like, I don't want this to be, like, a big thing. Like, you guys take care of the bodies.
I mean, if there's, like, a night that passes...
Well, like, you guys are coming on dawn.
Yeah, when right. When the beginning of the day. Mm-hmm.
Well, so, let's say... Well, so what time was it when it was over?
Was 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, cool. It takes me until 9.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's fair. And that's when Sandir comes back.
So he's just watching now?
No, he helps you as much as he possibly can.
I told him to go home.
And he doesn't.
Okay.
he tries to keep an eye on you as much as possible.
I love being supervised.
He's like, well, you do it every day, might as well be today as well.
Can I be on watch? I want to be watching the prisoners.
Okay.
I want to be on guard duty.
I'm sure that you are.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know you're in there.
No.
Yep. So, like, you're, like, in the cellar.
Yeah.
It's a wine cellar.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of salt wine. It's full of these giant black stone urns that they keep salt wine in.
They've got regular wine, too, Wiggly, don't worry.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah. He's been drinking all of their regular wine.
Yeah, they don't anymore!
This is the salt wine cellar. There's a bunch, and then there's a pool where there's a ton of them down there. That's where they keep them cold.
A ton of what?
The salt wine.
The bottle.
Keep it cold?
Yeah.
They serve it cold. Interesting.
I'm hanging out just, like, in a corner, like, where it's... Because it's a cellar, so the lighting's not that great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, hanging out in, like, one of those nooks and crevices up there.
Okay.
And, like, just watching them to see if any of them wake up. Guarding. See if I hear anything outside.
Okay.
Come back to look at them.
Nothing. They're mostly out cold. One's up. Two are up and they're trying to talk. They're like trying to like get out, but it's obviously not working. And they're starting to talk to each other, and one of them goes, "Shut up, this place is from Carl and the Pixies."
Or ninja humans.
So they go back to just being quiet. About 9 o'clock you guys get done. And Sandir, rather pale, heads back to the house with you, and that's where he like basically meets you guys. Is that 9 o'clock in the morning?
So from 5 to 9.
What did you guys do?
So here's the thing.
Oh boy,
I discovered this in between our sessions. I figured out why Igli has invested so much in you. He on some level sees himself as a queen maker, and has been sort of trying to you know
go
turn you into the
us.
Yeah turn you into the shrewd and effective person who could really like own
mm-hmm.
her house and push it
mm-hmm.
further and further. I don't think he's ever actually told you though.
Mm-mm.
He's just been like that fatherly, patronly, so on and so forth. But now you've killed someone? And I think he sees that as a major threat to your future as someone important, that you've risked everything that he's put into you. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to pull you aside and chew you out.
About it. I've never been chewed out before.
Yeah.
She's going to be shocked.
I am shocked. I have no illusions about this going well.
Where does this take place? Where does this scene take place?
Well, she's in the...
Cellar.
Cellar. They went to the living room, I guess.
Mm-hmm. In that parlor?
The close... Yeah. Yeah, the parlor.
Where all the scenes take place.
Yeah. so that we don't have to build another set.
I was just going to say, because we can't afford a second set. For Wavecrest.
I think Kalaith is just shocked. I think that she thinks he's going to, like, say, well done, job well done. And when he doesn't, I think she's very upset. I think she starts crying, but only briefly. And then tells him that it took amazing strength to build up the courage to kill a man to save her friends. And that's the stuff that heroines are made of. And now I will retire to the kitchen where I shall cook you all a breakfast. She's a terrible cook.
She said scathingly.
She has no idea how to cook, but she's
like
this woman.
Like throws herself on like a date
couch. She definitely does.
Cries and says these things that stands up and walks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
She storms out. You do anything, Igly? A sigh is good enough.
Yeah, I mean,
I think she says something to him. Like,
yeah, what?
I think she says, like, maybe someday you'll need to choose between what is right and what is... Some like really ridiculous.
What is good and what is right?
Yes. What is strong and what is right? Yes.
Strong, what is right? I like that.
Judge not, lest ye be judged.
And just as that happens, as you're storming across like the big foyer, the doors open and in walk Griff and Sandy.
Covered in dirt.
Covered in dirt.
Mostly Griff though.
Griff. Damn it. There's a couch, right?
Yeah.
I walk over to the couch to lay down on it and then realize I'm really muddy. And so I just lie down on the floor in front of the couch.
So basically, it's like you go back into the parlor and there's like a couch that she just like threw herself on and just like lay down on the rug next to it.
Yeah, well, not on the rug. I'm imagining there's somewhere where the mud's not going to be a problem.
Okay, so there's like soap.
Yeah.
So what just happened was...
Not that floor!
There's not one, that... like, right in front of the hearth.
That's fine.
Sometimes you must choose between what is strong and what is easy. Walks away. Griff.
Bomb.
Bigly reaches for the bottle of wine.
Go clean yourself up before she drowns you.
Scathing.
Oh, did you hear that?
You're all...
I don't think he says that.
The party is very tired.
He says that.
The party is very tired.
Right? She throws herself back on the thing.
I get up, go to the door, and walk down to the damn shore.
My life is so hard.
All right.
Okay. So you're just heading off someplace to go have a good cry, I guess.
Or... I'm gonna go have a cry in the kitchen. I'm gonna make everybody breakfast, except for
Ailey.
Thank God.
So you go into the kitchen. It is a ginormous. It is a huge kitchen. I don't think you've ever been in this kitchen.
I've never been.
She like, gets lost twice.
She's a well-bred.
I think she's like, I can do anything. Vine's like, this is what it means to be strong. This is it. And I think she like. Finds like one of like the cooking people's like apron and she like, puts it on and it like looks hideous and she takes it off.
Oh Lord!
And she just goes, no, "I do want her to be like, I can do anything." It's
so sad. Yeah. The place is not very well stocked with food. like fresh food. There's obviously like dried food and stuff like that. So.
She just starts opening it and like pouring it in a pan. And like she has no idea what she's doing. And the whole time she's like, and she goes, Igly can probably hear. So she's like, ah!
Igly, there is some. You hear like the faintest echo of like sobs somewhere in the mansion.
Meanwhile, Sandir slumps into the room.
Sandir, like as you're like cooking, you hear Sandir like at the doorway.
Good. You're alone. I wonder if we might finally talk about what happened between us the night before your tide turning. Quileth, I know a lot has happened in the last day or so, but I hope it hasn't changed your mind. Maybe later, when you're ready. What are you doing?
Can't you tell I'm cooking?
I can tell that. What are you cooking?
I'm cooking whatever is here. Food. Well, I don't know.
It looks great.
Thank you.
I'll have seconds.
Oh my goodness. You can have Igly's version.
Yes. Oh my god.
Sandra walks over to you and goes,
can I talk to you for a moment?
I'm like, yes. Been talking for a few seconds.
It's awkward moments.
No, I mean, I meant, can I have a conversation with you?
Yes, you may have a conversation with me.
He's standing there. He's like, his hand is like, just kind of not nonchalantly like holding his wrist. And he goes,
how did you do that?
Well, I opened the jars of the food.
No, not that. The wave. With the big Silvani. How did you do that?
I don't understand the question.
My father is a master of...
Would you mind grabbing a spatula?
Here.
Thank you. Go on.
I've seen a lot of water magic in my time. I've never seen anyone who can do what you did. So, how did you do it?
And then she, like, picks up a spoonful and she's like, taste. What do you think?
So he takes it. Hold on.
Does he have to roll, like, a constitution now?
He rolls deceive.
He's gonna roll, yeah.
Oh, yeah, deceive, yeah.
Like, there's a... He goes up.
I said I'd have seconds, didn't I?
Go on. We thought you were saying about mages and stuff.
Most fae can't do what you did. No one can summon that much water that quickly. The only time I ever saw anything close to that, it was 5 Naiadi at once, working together, and they only summoned a wall of water no taller than I am. You made an entire tidal wave.
She stopped poking and she's just like staring at him and like, it's getting kind of like too hot.
It's like burning.
Yeah.
he's focused on that person and he goes,
what I'm saying is, how did you do that?
I just felt an emotional impulse. And I had a lot of rage, and I just picked him right up and tossed him out there. Held him under for a while. I used to do it to my servants all the time.
Okay. That's good to know.
Are you into it?
Because you guys are totally alone,
he's
so
like,
your impulse...
Yeah,
it's all
I mean, he looks and he goes...
Oh, yes.
I am unwed right now and definitely have the impulse to spawn.
Like I said, you can give in. Right here in the kitchen.
Oh my god. My favorite place.
Obviously holding some kind of injury.
Yep.
I think maybe something she like goes in
after,
for,
after
like,
an yeah. emotional argument with the father figure too.
Yeah.
Yes!
So I think she like does give in and like kisses him like passionately and deeply. And then I think she stops him from going any further and says,
I want you at your full strength.
Yes, please.
And then he like kind of like pretty much crumples and just like sits on the ground for a little bit and he's like sweating
he's
and pale.
And I think I'm gonna be like, okay, you're very sweaty and pale. Are you? What's...
He goes.
I'm fairly sure I broke several ribs.
What?
And I may have a concussion.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we need to get him upstairs into bed and get someone here to fix your ribs.
You try to help him up?
Yeah, I think she goes to him. I think she leaves the food on high. All right. Goes to him.
This whole house is going to burn down.
It's a water house. It'll be fine.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everything will, always works.
The ambient
I think she tries to pick him up and like tries to lead him out, and I think she wants to bring him up to her bedroom to like lay him down in like her beautiful bed.
Okay. So you guys are heading up the stairs. Griff, you're about to the beach when there's a seems like hundreds of small bells begin to ring.
Okay.
Water chimes begin to go off
down to the beach
everywhere. Griff, you like go for the door, and then there's water chimes going off all over the house. You know what it is. I don't know if anybody else does. This is the alarm system.
As a burglar, can I roll to see if I know that?
Yeah, sure, go for it. Roll a burglary, actually.
+1.
+1? Yeah, you do. You know that this is a proximity alarm. Someone has stepped on the island that's not supposed to.
Did this go off when we got here?
No.
No.
Because you were apart.
Ah. Why didn't it go off when...
Good question.
Interesting question.
So there's a lot of alarms going on.
Again?
What do you mean again? This hasn't happened since we've been here. Oh, this hasn't happened.
No, what I'm saying is there's more people here that aren't supposed to be here.
Apparently so. Alright, let's first off turn off this alarm system. Where is Gist?
The alarms are going off. You hear them.
Right, yeah. I mean, I definitely would have come up to see what's going on. But before I do, can I say that for the last X amount of however many hours I was here, I want to play a prank on these guys.
Okay.
So, you know, Drew, that time that you kept flicking water at Nicole at the restaurant, she got really pissed about it.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do to these guys, but with salt wine. So I just want to, like, every, like, 16 minutes.
Stop my eyes!
water torture.
Like, because I'm bored. Just, like, scoop up, like, a droplet of water and just, like, plop it in the exact same spot on one of the guys. But so that it looks like his friend is doing it to him.
As the hours go by, a lot of them begin to wake up because they're like, bam, like hitting each other. And like, would you please stop that? I was asleep. How could I have done that? And like, they're all very upset and very cranky and very frustrated right now. And they're like, still locked up. And then you hear the alarms go off and they're like trying harder to get out.
All right. How secure is this cellar? I feel like if it's locked...
Oh, it's locked.
It's very
like,
secure.
You went through, like...
The vents.
It's locked with water.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's a water lock. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm headed out. Back to the surface to see what's
going on. So you get up, like, your guys are in the foyer. Like,
uh-huh.
And two staircases, big, and they're all going off.
I think that I say, just, can you please scan the island? Like, you're so fast.
On it! Thank
you. So you zip off. Roll a stealth.
Positive 1.
That's good enough. Let me see.
Sandir is up in the bed at this point, yes?
No, you guys are halfway up the stairs. He's like sitting on the staircase.
Okay, I need to continue bringing him up while she's out scanning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so while she's out scanning, that's going on. This is like going to take like just a couple of seconds.
Okay.
Hold on.
Ooh.
Waves. Mm-hmm. Wave crest. It's a thing. So you're heading around, and you see that the island is covered in wardens. Like, there's at least 8 boats that have pulled up, and they're unloading on the beach. There are wardens everywhere. You rolled +1? +1? I'm not going to say that they see you. They catch, like, a glimpse of you. So there's obviously, like...
Is that a pixie?
Is that a pixie?
Yeah, like now they're on alert.
No, they're on to you. They don't see you, though.
Okay.
But they're everywhere. There's like, you count 8 full boats of them are like here. and they're all headed straight for the manor.
I mean, I fly in immediately and say, we've got a problem, they're on their way, we should leave right now, or have a really good reason for why there's dead bodies and people in the cellar.
Who's they?
The wardens. The law enforcement.
Well, right. How many are there?
Boats. Boats and boats and boats. One might say boatloads.
How many boats?
Eight.
Right. Is there smoke coming out of the kitchen yet?
Yes, there's a lot of smoke.
Great. I'm going to go into the kitchen.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn on all the burners.
Can I just say, called it?
Yes, absolutely.
So all the burners are on.
Right. And then I'm going to take a thing of a small gust of wind
mm-hmm.
and blow it onto the fire.
To make it like...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the kitchen is now on fire.
Good.
The kitchen is fully on fire.
Right, okay, now we leave and they can deal with this so we can get out the back door.
Time to go! Let's go! Sandier!
They're just like halfway down the...
I will help carry Sandier.
Thank you.
I mean, I can also help carry Sandier. Everybody but me carry Sandier. And
so you go to help carry Sandier, and you're basically just like on his abs.
That's awesome. Just like pulling.
You like have one hand like this big.
You guys are
so you're
ginormous.
Like push, push, push. Feel ab.
I wink at Jess.
Yeah. He's like, all right.
Do we go out the way we came?
No, you go out the back door.
Well, the back door is the way we came in. Underwater.
Oh. That's true.
Oh, well, right.
We need a better plan. That's not going
to
work.
I, we don't have another way to go.
He, like, takes your hand. He's like...
Then we go and leave them.
Oh! No! No, we don't leave them. You were appalled that I would kill a person, and now you just want to leave them here in the firehouse with the wardens outside?
It's warm,
to be fair, I
what if we all run outside and scream about the fire and thank God they've come to rescue us? What if this is my home?
Not for much longer.
Why? With his giant legs.
The kitchen is on fire. How, it's not just kind of on fire. It's quite on fire.
I understand.
It's catching to other rooms.
I understand. Well, we can easily deal with the fire. Apparently I have water magic of 5 paces.
How long is the passage?
Why can't you two just hide? I'll greet the wardens. Welcome to my winter home. Our family winter home. Meet my beloved husband-to-be.
What?
Play along with them. Igly, who owns all the money of the banks that all of you...
Just words. Are going together.
Like, you're all standing there. Trust to her to get this plan.
Okay, so we're going to go take the underwater route and get out of here. It's a very long
like,
route.
Sandier's like heading down the stairs.
Sandier!
How long is that?
It's not far.
Good.
You'll be able to swim.
I don't know. How long can you people hold your breath?
Longer than you think.
That's not an answer.
Long enough?
12 minutes?
It's that long?
Yes.
it's not 12 minutes, but it's maybe...
I would know, it's my home.
Okay, you
no,
know.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, how long is it?
I don't know.
Let's say it's 5 minutes. Like, five it's minutes. A 5 minute swim.
But then once we get out from there, well, what's the plan after
all
that?
All right, right. Okay. You two can go that way. I've got a plan.
Okay, no, how come we get to listen to your plan and not my plan?
We all listen to your plan.
Is there any class?
I believe you're...
Is it because I'm a woman? Give her the chance.
I believe your first plan was leave us here. We're just going back to that one.
I'm sorry. Look, we can put the pixie in a jar and you could always kiss him and give him air.
That's not a bad idea. You can kiss one, I'll kiss the other.
Oh, okay, but not the goblin.
I can't kiss the goblin.
I'd prefer the fire.
That's actually a great idea.
Let's do the air kissing thing. So, like, you guys are, like, heading down the spiral stairs.
Before we, like, I guess I would say, like, I'll be right back.
Okay, so they're, like, heading down.
I run up, and I'm gonna go and let the people out of the cellar.
It's a great idea. I come with
no,
him to do that.
I did not authorize this.
I'm gonna die in fire!
And I'm gonna tell them, I'm gonna say, You guys gotta get out the front door. The house is on fire. It's gonna burn down. You guys gotta go that way. It's the other way out.
Hold on.
Do you want me to roll?
I'm with him.
I mean, that's a truth. That's complete truth.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
What's is it a performance? Is it a rapport? What would this be? I mean, it's a complete truth.
I was gonna say. I just said, like, just yeah.
Just do it. Yeah. They're like, get us out! Get us out! They're like heading up the stairs. What do you do with Wush and Wishba?
I bring them with me.
Okay.
They're never gonna last 5 minutes underwater.
So as you like get up with Wush and Wishba, they're heading for the front door. Yeah. You're heading down it as they open the door, and there's a lot. They're
just be realistic.
That was such a Meg Ryan reading of that line.
So, it really was.
It was very Meg Ryan.
Okay,
there's a lot of like, get your hands up by order of the dead. Get your hands like they're like, whoa. As you like head down the stairs. So that's what's going on. You guys get down to the bottom. This is where the exit is. And it's just a pool of water that leads down to an underground cavern to where you guys can go out. Like, Sandir, like, gently puts himself in the water. He, like, has a jar for
you. Is there a lock on that door between...
Yeah, there's a lock.
Okay, so we're all down there with Wishma.
Yeah, he gets in just in, like, he, like, comes in and you, like, shut the door behind him.
I lock it.
You hear stuff happening upstairs. There's people are like, fire.
I lock the door.
Yeah.
And... we're going to have to do this in twos. Where does this let out? Can I...
It leads out to the back of the island.
Couldn't I have just meet you there? Can I just meet you there? Can I meet you there? I can meet you there. Gone, I'm gone.
Okay.
Are there any, like, leather bags or anything like that around, like, sacks?
You just roll a regular whatever.
Oh, sacks.
I mean, you can use a...
Investigation?
Yeah, use an investigation.
As I'm flying away, can I say, I don't do water! Get a chip.
Nathan's
in charge of the chips.
I'm
she doesn't do water.
I'm
gonna
water.
Use a chip.
No, yeah, I suppose that is splitting the group. That counts, yeah.
Yeah.
Splitting the party because
yep.
of it.
Yep, yep.
Plus one?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna say there's a leather sack. It's full of stuff.
I'm going to empty it.
Okay.
Is there anything that looks... What's in the bag?
It's just like... grain. Like,
okay, that's fine. I empty it. Then I'm going to hope this works, I guess. Kind of start moving it back and forth in the air to try and get as much air in there as possible, and then close it off with my hand. And it's going to be really hard to swim with, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard to swim with. I need air. So.
Yeah.
And Kalate says, so you're not interested in the kissing.
Well,
idea.
I'm just trying to, you know, in case you have to choose.
Oh, well, I don't know why we can't do more than one trip.
I just figured this, you know, time is of the essence.
Very fast swimmer.
All right, who's first? Or do I take the other goblins?
No,
are they still unconscious? One. Are they still unconscious?
They're still unconscious. Yeah.
Take the goblins. The other ones, not this one.
And Kalate says,
I think...
I send a man to do a woman's job. Come here, Igly. She latches on to Igly.
Oh, fair enough.
Heads in.
All right, so you guys swim.
So and the whole time she's like, and he's like, probably similar.
Yeah.
But she like breathes for the two of you, so like, yeah, it's fine. He like grabs the two goblins, and he's like,
I'll take both of them first.
Jumps in. And swims with them as fast as he possibly can.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back for Griff.
Yeah.
I want to see if my plan works.
Tim, okay. What are you doing? He filled a bag with air and he's going to try to use it to breathe as he swims
you,
the underwater
game. Roll a... Add your... You
tries
physique,
being the
you know?
Other one. I
roll your,
would
roll
like to,
and add
time
a physique
of
to
me
it.
Swimming or flying out of... To meet them there. I want to see if there's... somebody...
Plus one.
Plus one? Okay.
I can try to contact
I mean,
to help
that's fine.
Sandier to
it's
help heal him.
working like really hard to pull this. You're not going very far, but you're like swim.
So that we at least have.
And like you finally get into the cavern, and it's like up on the roof.
That's fine.
I'm creeping across as you're like swimming.
Yeah, like.
It works. I mean,
or I can try to go get first.
I only get a couple breaths.
I don't really know which one makes more sense.
Swim with after.
I can roll for contacts or something.
So like basically, you get as far as you can, breathe. Get as far as you can, breathe. As far as you can, breathe, and then it's gone, and you just need to swim.
Great.
If you're at that point where it's you can't go back, and there's only forward.
But I come back for you. Is there time?
Well, let's see. So. Sandir goes out, you go out. You get out first, so, like, you eventually reach outside of the... you swim out and they're into the coral reef and let Igly go, and he, like, floats to the top. And you guys are... Like, as you come up, you can see that the island is there. It's not, like, super far away, but it's not, like, anybody's gonna, like, look out the back and see you guys.
Sure.
Actually, I'm gonna say that there's, like, a big rock that you guys, like, swim behind and, like, put Igly there. About a couple seconds after, like, maybe a minute or so after you're there with Igly, Sandir comes up with the two goblins, and he's like...
Do you want me to go back for the human?
No, you stay here and you guard these three.
Very well.
And then I jump back in to go grab Griff.
Okay, I want you to roll physique.
I love this because... This is probably the first time some of the party is seeing what happens when an Aiyade is in water.
Yeah.
You've never seen that before.
It's pretty amazing.
It's
minus one.
Minus one? Yeah. Like you're like running out of air. There's nowhere
like,
to go.
He's blacking out right now.
And it's just a tunnel.
And then,
how is Mayadi's eyesight in water? Can she see that?
Oh, she can see everything.
Okay, I think she sees that and realizes that there's not enough time and she has to use Arcania water.
Okay, roll in our Arcania water.
To make a current
for
him.
Yeah, to that will take him.
And he feels the current pushing him as he's fading into her lips.
Looking at a plus seven.
What?
Nice.
So what you do is you create a current that doesn't just bring him to you. It like fast travels him all the way out. Like you like shoot him out like a cannon. You're like, and it goes that way. And you like actually like
do a dolphin.
You like do a dolphin, like like break the water, sunlight.
I feel like a little like a rainbow, which is helpful because I see that from a distance and know where you are.
You got the bag with you. And so like you, but you like she shoots you a good 10 feet out of the water.
Right.
You're like, whoa. But yeah, you guys are behind that rock. Everyone's back.
I check in with Sandir immediately.
So Sandir's like, he's worse than he was before.
Okay.
Like,
really?
Yeah.
Swimming and going downstairs.
I would like to create something like in the water for him to just kind of be able to like. I know that he has also like water skills.
Yeah, he could just float.
Can just float. Okay, he's fine.
He's just like sitting there.
Can I look at him?
Yeah.
He's holding his ribs.
Yeah.
Can I look at it?
Yeah, you totally can.
I was wondering if I could fetch some sort of medical supplies, like like off of the wardens that are at the island or something on my way out. Or like,
do you know the
boats.
Place you'd be able to find him is on the boat?
Right.
So you'd be able to find like.
Grab like a first aid kit.
It'd be like a first aid kit. So like you're yay big, and the first aid kit would be as big as like,
your chair, probably bigger.
So it'd be
probably like a television.
Me lifting a television.
Like yay big. So if you're this big,
right,
and it's that big, so it's like the size of the table.
Okay.
I mean, you can lift it and go for it.
Yeah, they're
it's
really kind of
conspicuous.
Yeah,
it's just like just a matter of
you might
be seen floating in the air.
Right.
That's what's going on.
I mean, I'm going to try it because we need to have some sort of
unless I go with you and you drop it into the water and I swim it back.
Does it look like
sure. I mean, I was going to do it in between, like while you guys were swimming. I
so
was
this is
like,
while you guys
yeah.
she's doing this.
Ah, like, got it.
You're
got
currently
it.
Breathing life-giving air into
yeah,
his lips or something.
No, we never did. We didn't do that.
No.
We didn't get to that. He was
I want to try it anyway. I mean, I'll spend a chip to do it because
oh no, you know what's even cooler than actually doing that? instead of the current, what you do is, and it's the same outcome, you actually, like, make a solid tunnel for him.
That would be cool, yeah.
So, like, you, like, do one of these,
and he just, like, walks through.
That's cool.
It makes this solid tunnel of water, and you, like, stand in the water.
That's really cool.
And just walk. And then you, like, move the water, like, so he doesn't have to move, it just moves the water out.
Water moving.
And then afterwards, she's like, I think I broke a nail.
So that's exactly what you do. And like the water like spins and opens.
Because if he
like...
goes up above, they might be like, what's that dolphin out there?
That's a mighty human looking dolphin.
Dolphin infested.
All right, so while you guys are doing that, you're going to roll to see if you can get
Yeah,
that.
So I can either use my physique, which would be like strength, or
Go for it.
Or I could use stealth, which is like I'm trying really hard not to be seen. Personally, I feel like I'm going for speed, so I think I would use physique.
You'd probably have to use both.
Yeah.
Well, there are two different numbers.
Both. Well, I mean, there would probably be a roll for each, because you need at least two physique to pick up the...
All right. So, plus five.
Okay. So you find a boat
Catch.
Where nobody's in it, and you go and you find, like, a first aid kit.
Knowing the wardens as I do.
Yeah. And you have a first aid kit. And you, like, lift it up. So you're, like, ready to go. Roll stealth. See if you can stealthily get it out of here.
Can I say that because I don't do water and I'm around a lot of water, I'm really frustrated about this, so I just want to get it done as quick as I can, and I give one quick...
Yeah, sure.
...burst. Okay, so then I add to it?
You add two, or you
can
roll.
Okay, so it's a plus three total.
Plus three?
Yeah.
Okay. Stealth. You get away?
Yay!
So, like, you pick it up. And you fly, like, low, like, you're, like pulling it across the deck of the boat.
Yeah.
And then you, like, jump off and fly away with it, like, over the water as much as you can. And you, like, take the wide loop around. And so you guys basically come out of the water and then just shows up on the rock with, like...
Special delivery! Don't
like
get these
aid,
wet!
Like a first aid kit. So, do you want to look at him?
Yeah.
Right?
Can I examine him and see how he's doing?
Sure.
Does it investigate, I guess?
You can use an investigate. I mean, it technically be like, what's your medical knowledge? Oh, you have academia?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the academia. Right.
Plus six.
Oh my gosh.
You know so much about the male anatomy.
I read so much.
The male anatomy.
So like you... So like, field doctor him, I guess, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ascertain that he has four broken ribs.
Okay.
He probably has a concussion.
Okay.
And there might be some internal bleeding. That's the possibly worst that it could possibly be.
Okay. Do I know how to deal with all of those things?
At this point, like, you need to get into a healer.
I was going
to
say, first aid kit probably doesn't have any
fiber. Right. You might be able to, like, not set them, but...
Can I tell where the internal bleeding is?
It's possible that he has internal bleeding.
Okay, I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
Can I try and set the ribs?
You better be very careful with that.
You can try. You can try setting them.
Okay, well, first I want to grab a stick.
In the water?
I thought we were on the shore.
No, you guys are
behind the water. Behind
the rock. In the water.
Okay. So there's probably no point in doing it right now.
Yeah,
I
think we need to get into a healer.
Yeah, I don't know any healers. I bet Igly does. The best, hopefully.
So, Levi, I know some healers, too. I do... No, he'll pass out. Never mind. So, I guess I want to swim with him. So maybe I'll, like, go to try and give him a break.
Okay.
From the swimming.
Nice. Where are you guys... What are you guys going to do? You guys are, like, sitting behind this rock.
Right.
Well, gotta get away from the island, obviously. Go find a healer.
Like, there's smoke coming out of the...
Probably.
I think I, like see
half,
it.
Half of the manor is now on flames.
Yeah.
I think, I, like, look at it, and, like, I have, like, a real genuine moment of sadness.
Well, yeah.
Part of me is ecstatic.
Yeah.
Because that was a beautiful home.
Yeah, it was.
Now it is.
It was.
And,
perfect.
Like, you say that, you're like, that was a beautiful... I'm like, I know.
Well, it was perfect, and now it's not.
Cinder's, like, mostly out, but he, like, hears you crying and, like, puts his head on your foot. That's all he can muster.
I put my hand on his foot. I can give this back.
So what do you guys want to do? Where do you guys want to go?
How are Wishma doing?
Yeah, that was my next question.
That's they're question. Still out.
They're out. They might be dead, like, at this point. Like, he dragged them.
Can't we just, like, drop them off on, like, on our way? I can get a current to carry them with us. They don't need to actually swim.
We could head back.
I know they're your friends, Igly, but...
We could head back to their place.
To the brewery? That's not... Their name is Grutt, by the way. Their last name.
Of course it
is. Grutt.
Nice.
It's the Grutt Brewery.
But they're gonna... They'd be
we
looking...
Can... Yeah.
Oh, they call it Grutt's Goat Ale.
Grutt's Goat
Ale? Gross. I like it. I might be stepping over my bounds, Water Princess. Which, I mean, no offense to do, but have you considered trying to talk to your family?
There's something I must tell you all. I received some very disturbing news about my family at my tide turning.
Yeah?
That makes me not trust them enough to reach out at this juncture. That's all you need to know. Just can't tell you everything. So, my pixie told me that my brothers were trying to sell my engagement off to the highest bidder. My father has not tried to find me or contact me. He didn't even show up to my tide turning. I mean, I guess I could try to reach out to them, but I don't see what good it would do, to be honest. I think we simply need to get Sandir to a healer. Maybe you know someone that can do
the
job.
There's a big rock. And on the back side of the rock, there's like a little shadow because there's sand right there, like next to the rock. So you're like, you guys are in the water.
Around like a sandbar.
A little sandbar next to this big rock.
Is there, like, any...
Okay, hold
there
on, because they're going to want to hear this.
The closest land is the other...
I think that was...
Is the edge of the
land. I was vacillating here between two possible courses of action. I think you just spurred me to one.
You put those ships out to...
push them out.
Okay.
One of them could have ended up over here.
They could have.
If somebody wants to use a chip...
To make that happen.
I do, because ingenuity is the most powerful thing.
I will totally chip.
All right, do it. There is one of the boats. It's got a House Gaenor symbol.
No.
Perfect.
No.
No, it's perfect.
I will not.
Well, so, wait, did you also say...
Igly had something he wanted to say.
Igly said, is there somewhere we could go to help cure Sandir somewhere discreet?
Someone who could handle things discreetly. And.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, what I'm going to do is shoot a withering glance at you and say, based on what happened to the last people who could help us discreetly, I think, as you said before, it's time for you to find a strong path rather than an easy one.
Oh!
Take both of them and start swimming to shore.
To the boat?
To the shore.
To the shore.
Away from the boat.
She says, Gobbins. Oh my god.
Sanders like,
I'll help them.
I will put you on the boat, then you'll be okay.
All right, then.
I just want to fly in front of his face and be like, how many wings do you see?
So you're headed back to the island?
Yeah.
God damn it.
How many wings do you see now? every 5 minutes. This is my way of checking in on him.
You have incredible bone structure.
he grabs, wow!
He's
beautiful. He grabbed Vish and Wishma and headed back to the shore.
Pulling up on the shore.
Okay, so you're sitting on the shore.
Sitting there with them, drying them off, getting them warm, and
okay. So he's on the shore now. You take Sandir to the boat?
Yep.
Alright, so Sandir's like up on the boat. Sits out. It's a very simple boat. It's more like a riverboat looking thing. So there's like a hull, and then there's like a deck house like on it. And inside the deck house there's also like the wheel and the engines are underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically the boat. It's just got a House Gaenor symbol on it.
Where is the symbol?
It is in the front. So, like, if the bow's like this, it's on the side right here.
how well done is it?
I was gonna say.
How well done is it?
Yeah.
It's like, this is an official house game report.
Great. I'm gonna take, since I've still got a couple of those paint things left, smear paint all over that.
Okay. No, that's smeared.
And I say something like, well done.
We need to get out of here.
All right, I didn't want to have to do this, but Igly leaves me no choice. I would like to use my Arcanica water, grab him, bling him,
roll.
Bring him to my boat, and say to him, you made me do this.
I do believe this is roll. My boat.
Roll.
Are you the captain here?
Yes.
How many wings do you see
your
now?
I didn't want to have to do this earlier.
Okay. Actually, what am I rolling?
I would probably roll an Arcanica.
Arcanica? This would be general.
This is general Arcanica.
Okay.
I'm being gentle with you, as you can tell. I don't want to hurt your old, fragile bones.
He's really wanting to resist you.
Can I also include a stunt? No, I already rolled.
So wait, you said you had three?
Yeah.
What was that? Okay, so I've got two. Kalaith is my investment.
Uh-huh.
And I think... So there's two different ways this can go. On the one hand, she's my investment, and I sort of feel the need for her to... Like, I need to stop picking at you. Like, she needs to go her own way now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she's my investment, so I think I know some of her tricks.
Okay.
Yep.
No,
so
I'm pretty sure you do.
I think what I how I would them. How I'd like to do this
do
is
it.
We're almost at the shore. You're reaching out to grab us.
No,
and,
not us.
Or
you.
Grab me. And I can hear the water coming. There's just this little stone on the wall, on
the shore
that I have general arcana that I just whip it back and hit you in the middle of the forehead to break your concentration.
He hit you in your beautiful face.
I know, I'm not happy about it.
There's a like...
She got hit?
No, she's fine.
Oh, okay.
I do
like he's like deep like
yeah.
I'm sending you true Dali.
It's
no longer that he's
just
like what? What?
Like I'm fine.
He's delirious.
I'll take all seven of you.
Okay, yeah, you successfully.
So yeah,
resist
I'm,
that.
Once we're on the shore, I don't think. I mean, obviously, I didn't tell them this. I think I'm gonna try and get the warden's attention.
Okay.
And
it's not hard.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to see if I can.
So you went back to the island?
Yeah,
yeah.
You
we
went back
went...
to the island. You
went,
guys, so...
To the shore.
We're still in the,
so
on the boat.
If,
okay.
Like, let's
got
say
it.
That's the island.
Okay. This is Wavecrest.
This is the island?
Okay.
So let's say that you guys are like in a rock out here.
Okay.
He went this way, you guys went that way.
Got it.
So, yeah, I'm going to get the warden's attention... And get all their attention on me, Wish, and Wishma,
uh-huh.
And distract them from seeing them.
So we need
the boat.
To move.
Yeah. You're the only one who has Mechanica.
Great. I'll pilot the boat.
Send yours out.
I'd like to spend.
Now, how many wings do you?
Could, like, looking at the
plus
kit,
four.
Or, like,
plus four? Yeah.
Cards.
You turn the sucker around, and you're like. So you guys are headed away from the island. Which are you guys headed back to the shore? So this is... Let me DM this real quick. Let's say... This is the island. There's the rock.
Oh, it's not dark at all.
No, it's like noon.
No, it's like
beautiful.
Day,
yeah.
Bright, bright day. Anywhere, so like, say this is the island. That's
but
the rock. The boat is right there.
Okay.
You guys can go north
not
and hit the mountains. You can go west and hit the shore and get back into the city. If you try to go any other way, you're definitely going to be seen.
There's really nothing in the mountains for us.
I think
we need
to
get
west.
To a healer.
Yeah, to the city.
I don't want to leave Igly.
Damn it.
Igly will take care of himself.
But he has those two idiots with him.
I can always go check in.
And
Igly's going to be fine. He's talked his way out of way worse.
I think he'll be okay. I mean, I could go with him if you're really concerned and then come back check in on you.
That would be nice if you could keep an eye on Igly.
Okay. I'll go fly over to Igly and hang out with him.
Okay. So what happens is, you guys are heading what? West?
West.
Yes.
All right. So you're heading kind of a northwest, trying to get away from the island. Basically, what's going to do is you're going to put yourself into the fifth ward. Like, you're going to hit the edge of the lake, and the edge of the lake, once you're there, you're in the sticks. You're like out in the country.
Good.
Once you hit there. You're going to get to the edge of that, and it's just going to be forests and rolling fields. And you could probably find a little town. But you're going to head into the, like, a little village. But you're going to head into the fifth ward. Which is not quite the city. The city's going to be really, like, the densely populated is going to be, like, in the third ward.
Okay.
But going through the fifth ward, it's a lot of, like, towns and villages and, like, it's like the suburbs.
Medical practices.
Yeah, what's, like, the medical
practice? So you guys, that's what you guys are doing. So you guys are...
Okay.
Taking the boat out that way.
Before I leave, just to make sure, in case this was only a bit of pixie lore that Igly knew, before I leave, I say to Griff, when you want to meet up again, write my name down on a piece of paper and I will return to you.
Why are you just now telling me
this? Bye!
How long have we known you? How long have we known you?
Okay, so
this is just great!
I feel so bad for Griff this game. He's really having a shitty time.
He got to walk through a tunnel.
I was gonna say, her house burned down.
That's true. Yeah, but I feel like she's had more control over that.
That's true, that's true. That's
you have to walk through the tunnel.
I feel like she's like in a big sandbox right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are off doing that. We'll take a moment where that's basically what you guys are doing. You guys are on the shore.
Yep.
The wardens are very much like, hey, there's a couple of goblins down here. And they're like,
get down here.
They're like coming down. There's a, just wardens, they're in like their maroon coats, maroon and green. And so it's a couple of different wardens and they like come down. They're like, who are you? Like, none of them come to help you.
Mm-hmm.
They come down and they all have like their hands on weapons and they're like,
right.
Who are you? State your name.
My name is Igly Twitch Wiggler III. This is...
There's like one who's like...
Wish and Wishma
Grut.
Grut, yes. And this Grut. Is the, you know, the indignant statesman persona that I'm putting on now. Get down here at once. These two are injured. They need help. I'm wet and unhappy.
They're like, what happened? What happened, sir?
Let's see. What's the lie I want to tell?
Yeah, what's the lie?
I was having a refreshing meal and get together with these two close friends of mine after completing a contract that I had signed with them when a couple of Tufts from House Gaynor showed up and beat the ever-loving snot out of them, dragged me along after to see if they could find Qualaith.
They just kept saying that they wanted to find her. They didn't seem very polite about it.
They're like, whoa, it's a pixie, whoa.
Yes, this is my...
Are you willing?
I was totally going to say secretary, but... this is my...
We're on the boat.
This is my muscle.
Are you wearing your warden's coat?
I never changed out of it.
You never did.
I don't say this is my muscle.
Yeah. They're like, it's a warden pixie. And they're like, here, take down this mess. They think that you're here for work.
That's exactly what I wanted them to think. Great.
I've
got my quill and my paper.
So they're like, go report Go report to questionnaire Vance. They take a moment. Do you, like, look confused? Or, like, do you, like, yes, sir, and you take off?
I mean,
off.
Would I know? I know what questionnaire Vance is, right?
Probably would. I mean,
I would assume I know.
He'd be a questionnaire, which means that
right.
there's.
He's
there's
like an inquisitor.
He has a question mark, right? On his.
There's Riddles inquisitors everywhere. Who are like yeah. detectives, and there's questionnaires who are like interns
all around the
yeah.
city for
okay.
no real reason.
And he'd be the one in charge here.
Questionnaire Vance.
Yeah, questionnaire
okay.
Vance.
Aye, aye, Captain. is there anything else you need me to check in on to make sure these civilians are well taken care of?
Actually, if you could do something for me, since you're heading in that direction, if you could drop this note off at the closest...
He's like, whoa. Do your own business on your own time. She's working. You're like, I'll take that. And he takes the message and he goes, please report, please take this note. He like scribbles something really quick and says, take this note to Questionary Vance. And he's like, now, sir, come this way.
Yes, sir, okay. Warden, sir.
And he, like, they go and they, like, pick up Wish and Wijma, and they, like, escort you back up to back up to the house. They're, like, trying desperately
yeah.
to put the house out. but, like, they take you away from there, so
right.
away from the house, and they take you back down to the shore,
okay.
where they have the rest of the Gaynor guys. They
yeah.
take you past the woods where they're digging up bodies.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you see all this as they, like,
right.
take you back.
Wait, did
right.
he ever get to roll for his lie? Did this guy believe him?
What did you roll
it's,
for?
I actually didn't
roll.
Roll
for
so...
I thought I mean, it was
you,
a
you
very nice lie.
You said that, and he
That is a +4. I can bump that up to +6 if I have to.
Oh, gosh. yeah, he believes you.
Okay,
so.
Okay,
at this point, he's like, all right, sure. And he's like, there's a guy taking down your
seat. In essence, I am just saying, what happened to Wish and Wisma? Yeah, I was right
it
next
was
to him
the
whole
time. Right there.
And
that's
there's a guy who, there's a...
Someone
there's
from
a
Gaynor.
Warden who takes down your, like...
Statement.
Your statement.
Yeah.
They, like, want to know what's going on.
And I drop a couple names, too, just so they know how important I am.
Okay.
So
that's going on. They take you back to the beach,
mm-hmm.
And basically put you with the rest of them.
Okay.
So, like, you're standing there with the rest of the Gaynor guys, and they're, like, a couple of them are like, hey, this goblin here. They're like, shut down, you've had your statement. Like, you'll be able to talk later. They're like, and they all sit down. But everyone's, like, surrounded by
uh-huh.
wardens.
I have a question.
Go for it.
Oh, boy.
Did they tell them about the human that ran away with Kuwait that has now murdered people and burned down the residency? So I've kidnapped... The eldest or the daughter. I have burned down their house and I have murdered people now.
Tough stuff.
I'm pretty sure they told the wardens that you murdered people.
Well, no. Well, see, what I'm worried about isn't necessarily that I killed people. Sure, that's fine. But it's that
everyone's got
that
all
of a sudden, like if there were bounties,
uh-huh.
like my
right.
bounty
is now like
X. Like going by multiples. Because
aww.
This could really easily be perceived as all my fault.
Yeah, it totally could. We don't know yet. You don't
okay.
know yet. But yeah, you all are sitting there, they're taking down statements. There's wardens everywhere, all over the island. There is one, an Ifriti.
Mm-hmm.
You remember this Ifriti.
Oh, is this
it's
the other
large Ifriti that was at the,
no.
the well wait, which one is this the walrus stash
no,
guy
no,
that I was...
He's
okay.
in Niadi.
Oh,
Niadi.
That's Lurin.
This is...
So
yes.
as you were going, remember
yes.
when you were putting your pulse on the
right,
the
right.
Situation?
This was the other guy that's...
The guy you saw, like, the questionnaire weapon.
Right, right.
And, like, a big, huge Ifriti
yes,
got
yes,
out
yes.
with, like, giant, like, black
yep.
horns.
Yep, yep.
That guy
mm.
is here.
Great.
And when you like, ask somebody, gist...
Yep.
About Vance. You're like, I'm looking for Vance. They point to that guy. To the giant Ifriti.
Oh, boy.
And he's, like, standing on the beach, like, speaking to people. He's, like, sending out messages and stuff like that.
Okay, so I go, at least it's nothing to do with water. And I walk over.
Okay.
Fly over.
Fly over. He's like, do you have a message for me?
Questionnaire Vance, this is for you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm just hovering.
He like looks at you and is like, can I help you?
Will that be all?
That'll be all.
Yeah. Are you to tell me that you did not read this memo on the way?
I really wanted to, but I thought better not. I wanted to read it over his shoulder as I was standing here.
Roll.
Back alley pixie.
Yeah, you are back alley pixie.
If you want to, if you're a back alley pixie, you can put that and know what it is.
Yeah. Yay. I do. Wait. I take a memory of it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I can do that.
So you take a memory of it.
Yep.
The message said, apprehended three goblins.
Goblins.
They will be, we'll put them with the rest. And book them all. And he basically like says exactly like where they're going to take them.
Which is some
they'll
jail
be taking
cell.
Them to the nearest warden house, which is in the. They're taking them to it's in the third ward. On the eastern third. So they're taking them to a booking house, basically.
Okay.
Where they're going to go and question everyone.
Okay.
So that's what you find out from that.
Okay. Questionnaire Vance, sir?
He's like looking over members and he goes, yes.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but one of the unfortunate seven was a friend of mine, and I was wondering if there's been any more information on that case.
He takes a moment, he goes, the pixies.
Yes, sir.
That's not my jurisdiction.
Thank you, sir. By the way.
He goes, it's not my jurisdiction. If you want to hear anything, you're going to have to get a hold of Karen Woolley.
Thank you, sir.
Karen Woolley is the one you talked to originally.
Got it.
Yeah, you talked to Willie and Marswell.
So yeah, so at the end of what happens here is they round you guys up, put you on a boat, and take you back to the city.
Okay.
You're not like beaten or anything like
right.
that, but you are separated. Mm-hmm. And basically they arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
And take you in for questioning.
Alright.
So that's where you're headed. You're headed to the third ward.
I just want you to know that I personally can think of no safer place for you to be than surrounded by criminals.
I was going to say, I'm going to own this
place.
This
is like, you are Walter Fisk. It's going to be great.
Do you like go and say that to him or anything? Or do you?
I think I do try to just like sneak by him and be like, if you.
I think. Like,
yeah.
I see you, and just in the corner of my pocket, just pull out a little note and just...
Oh, shit, I go try to do a stealth flyby and pick
roll
that
stealth,
up.
A stealth flyby.
Okay, so that's completely neutral. My dice hate me, guys. They never roll well for me. But plus stealth is a plus two, so it's plus two.
So it's plus two. I'm going to roll just to see if anybody sees it.
They never roll higher than, like, a plus one.
No.
They just don't.
No.
Okay, great.
You're like, it's like a...
yeah, it's just a note listing. I think I talked about it at the last session. The clues that we got about the art.
Oh, the art. Yeah,
yeah the art museums and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Oh,
it's just all the information that I had on that.
Okay.
You now have as
great.
Well.
Great. Fabulous. I memorize it.
But no, what we were talking about in the car, the whole tough guy teamwork thing that I think is building up
happening.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that understanding is starting to
absolutely
to build.
Okay. So that's you guys, and you guys are off
yep.
off gonna do that.
We're doing our thing.
The next time we pick up is actually gonna be at the
cool.
prison.
House.
House.
So,
on
you
a boat.
Guys
on a boat.
It's like I've got the note and I'm mopping my brow and it drops and vanishes. The perfect.
So you guys are on the boat. I'm gonna say you guys get to the other side of the lake. Like you pull up on a rocky shore.
I just wanted to do shit like this the whole time.
Completely fine. Nothing would.
The best thing ever. I am the coolest character.
I mean, you guys get to the shore and you ditch the boat because you're gonna be able to do whatever you want.
What's on the boat?
Is there
like an emergency kit?
There's like an emergency kit. There's what looks like a pack full of like, you know, some sundry stuff just in case.
Okay.
Like a 72-hour kit.
I'll put that in the sack.
Okay.
Is there
rope? Clues, I guess?
Yep, there's rope.
I will take all of the rope.
Okay, so you get maybe 50 feet.
Great.
Do you still have like the weapons you grabbed from the...
I might move that into my permanent spot, from... but for now... I
think they
would
just be holding on rotating.
They would have grabbed
them before they left.
What did you have before? Because I remember you had,
like
a
dagger.
I had the dagger, and then I think we had, like, two of the
staffs.
That's
what I've got.
Yeah, you had, like, a staff.
The Goblin Arrest Note, which is just...
a dagger.
I want to give one of the staffs to you, Sendir, so we can use it as a crutch.
Okay. He has his own staff, but he's, like, keeping it, but he, like, takes it.
Yeah.
He looks at it, like... He like snaps off like this. There's a spear end on it. Snaps it off and like chucks it in the water. And just kind of uses it to.
Great. Then I want to push the boat out.
Okay. He also takes a coat too. There's like a jacket.
I think I had a weapon as well. But
you had a sword.
Yeah,
like
a short
sword.
Yeah.
They're called short blades. Everybody's got a short blade, really, or they're like a blade that's about like as long as your arm.
Okay.
And you basically they keep them on their belts. They're usually ceramic, but they're really good for cutting. That's about all they...
Right.
Okay, cool. So we're ditching the boat. We got the rope and all that stuff. We're ditching the boat.
Ceramic?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty heavily.
So you guys are standing on the shore.
Great. So we need to get going.
All right, let's go.
Here I am, please, Grant.
But they're travel buddies.
No, it's fine.
We just need to get you to someone who can actually help you.
We do. Just send your.
I could like
swallow your pride, swallow your masculine pride.
So
like,
are you Team Griff or Team?
I don't think I can.
Fine,
well,
let's go.
Because this is
so
totally.
You guys are like bigger than you, like walking up there.
Yeah.
So it's
team
you guys walk
team
into
Griff, but just as hardcore
like
team
Irish countryside. Like the you guys step onto the shore and the tropics go away.
Okay.
Like instantaneous.
yeah.
And it's now
yeah.
kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it's like rolling
yeah.
hills and like paths and like stone walls covered in moss.
Okay.
And like
right.
little thickets of wood
want there to
everywhere.
Be conflict.
But it's
yeah.
it's like an Irish countryside.
Perfect.
And it looks like there might be a town close by. There's
I think
like,
we head to the town.
Okay. Good. And I guess you go to the town.
What is
okay.
it like?
So basically, there's you guys are standing on the shore, and there looks to be like rolling hill, bigger hill, and there looks to be a town on top of that hill. It's gonna take you. You guys left there about noon, made it to the edge of the lake by like 2, and you're gonna get there maybe closer
town.
To sundown. Like it's a good walk.
But
along the way, are there
the
any like
proper?
Berries or anything
what,
like that?
Part of the city
okay.
Okay.
So yeah, you
farm.
You come across. Like a whole hedge of like blackberries.
Can I roll and make sure they're not poisonous?
No, they're blackberries.
Okay, they're blackberries.
But are they poisonous blackberries?
I'm gonna collect those and put it into my last open jar.
Okay.
And I'm gonna offer some to Sandier.
He's like,
I'm just say his whole name.
These are gonna taste real good.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, good, yeah.
I'm gonna say, are you guys done making out? Let's go.
I was gonna give you a berry, but I don't know if I want to anymore.
Like, you guys are, like, basically walking. He's
trying to calm his nerves. The man's hurt.
Oh, thank you.
You know what?
So, like, you guys are walking out. He tries to, like, walk next to you the entire time. He tries to talk to you.
Yeah, I think I, like, hold him up and we, like, have a bit of a chat.
I love these sour blackberries.
Meanwhile, you're like, look what a good friend I am. Look how much stuff I'm doing for you.
So great.
She's like, yes, Griff, the blackberries.
Don't worry, I'm sure the tides will turn.
End of episode. Thank you for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Mirzieski. You can find out more about the world at welcometowarda.com. The players are Nathan Thompson as Igly Twitchwiggler III, Kate Booth as Gist, Bill Gordon as Griff Hood, and Mary-Kate Arnold as Kalaith Serene, featuring the voice of Eli Kurtz as Sandir Chundali. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at atptunes.com. Additional background music was provided by Kevin MacLeod, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Warda is a proud part of the One Shot Podcast Network. Other fine One Shot podcasts include... Backstory is an ongoing series of interviews with some of the most compelling voices in the RPG and LARP community. Designers, organizers, scholars, and other fascinating folks join your host, Alex Roberts, for a deep dive into their current projects and visions for the future of role-playing. Check it out every other Thursday at oneshotpodcast.com. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.